Hi, my name is Jimmy D. Brown of 123webmarketing.com, and I'd like to welcome our guests to this presentation that we've entitled Sublist Secrets Revealed. And for the next 60 minutes or so, maybe they'll let me run over a little and we can go a bit longer, but I've been allotted 60 minutes for my time slot here, so that's what we're going to count on having together. But during this next hour, I want to share with you some information about how to develop and profit from sublist or tightly targeted lists, as I refer to them. But before we reveal these sublist secrets, let me give you some foundational information about marketing through email that is critical to you being successful with sublists. You know, I've used the illustration before and continue to use it of an online business being similar to a skyscraper. And certainly building an online business is similar to building a skyscraper. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to think of your business in terms of a skyscraper. Each floor of your skyscraper is made up of different offices, you know, offices like joint ventures, newsletter publishing, automated follow-up, article distribution, free reports, autoresponder messages, e-courses, networking, traffic generation, conversion, relationship building, and so forth. We can go on and on. They're all a part of your business, the skyscraper that you're building. All are important, but none of them are as important as the foundation. Now, every single level of your e-business is tied to the foundation, and that foundation is email marketing. Now, learn this. It is impossible to be successful online without some form of marketing through email. Nothing else comes close to the power of a good list and an understanding of how to use it. It's your foundation. It's the base upon which you build your e-business. Everything about what you're going to do online is directly related to your list. And everything you do online should in some way work towards building and perfecting your list. I'll say it again, it's your foundation. Everything centers around email marketing. And without good email marketing skills, your business will either fail or it will never live up to its potential and allow you to achieve your maximum level of success and profitability. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with foundations, but let me share something about them with you. The deeper the foundation, the taller the building. Let me say that again. The deeper the foundation, the taller the building. How tall a building is able to stand up is directly related to how deep the foundation is laid. Your success online, let me say this, your success online revolves around that same principle. You don't just need a list. You need a deep foundation of email marketing, a deep foundation. And I use that acronym to describe email marketing, DEEP. That's D-E-E-P. And each letter represents something that I feel is absolutely critical to becoming a successful marketer online. And certainly the formula that I'm about to share with you has enabled me to earn a lot of money since I began using it. I call it the deep formula, the deep foundation of email marketing. Let's begin with D. D equals diverse. You need more than just a newsletter list. That's only the tip of the iceberg of email marketing. It's just a drop in the bucket, so to speak. You need list, and that's plural, and sublist. Again, that's plural. You need list and sublist, all building your skyscraper for you, and for the most part, automatically. I personally have around 90 different lists. That's diversity. If you want a deep foundation of email marketing, then you must be diverse. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about today, building sublists. We'll get to that. E equals effective. The first E stands for effective. It's one thing to have 50 different lists or 90 different lists. It's another thing to know how to use them and use them to your maximum advantage. Email marketing, let me clarify this, it isn't just about building lists. That won't pay the bills. You also need to know how to work your list and convert your subscribers into paying customers. You know, I've always said that in email marketing math, subscriber equals future customer. And I stand by that equation. I know for a fact it's the truth, but only if you know how to effectively market to your list. And while this isn't the focal point of today's presentation, I'll be covering some specific ways to use sublist effectively as we make our way through these sessions. Here's the big key to email marketing. The second E. E equals educational, to educate your subscribers. You know, you can't bombard your list with offers and expect them to simply begin forking over their hard-earned cash just because you ask them to. Instead, you've got to educate them. You got to give them quality content. You got to feed them with useful and valuable information. Email marketing, despite what anybody might think, is a partnership. It's a partnership between you and your subscribers. And let me be frank here. No one likes a partner who doesn't pull their weight. If you want folks to buy from you when you market to your list, then you need to also provide them with consistent, quality information that they can use and apply and see results from. You know, as we talk about building sublists and how to use these sublists, I want you to remember that the reason why folks will join those lists in the first place is for some kind of benefit to themselves. You got to provide them with useful information, tools, and resources, or you're never going to earn a penny from these lists. And the P, we'll get to the P of the deep foundation. The P represents proactive. Your email marketing needs to be proactive. You need to aggressively build your list. You need to provide your readers with rock-solid content. You need to put those offers in front of your readers so they can buy from you. It's the foundation, remember? You want your e-business skyscraper to grow taller and taller? You got to go deeper and deeper with your foundation, both in quantity and quality. That is, more subscribers and loyalty among your subscribers. Everything I do online, it works towards getting more subscribers into one of my automated systems, these sublists that we're going to be talking about. Everything. It's always a priority. When I release a new ebook, there's always an e-course offered inside. When I publish an article, there's a part two available via autoresponder. When I participate in a joint venture, there's always a built-in tool for getting more leads onto a list. Aggressive, proactive, always thinking about getting more folks onto a diverse set of ever-growing lists. It's a great big funnel. And you know it works for all who are involved. The subscribers get free quality content and high-quality product recommendations. And I get loyal readers and profits when the majority of them end up buying something from me. And the foundation grows deeper and deeper. The e-business skyscraper grows taller and taller. So that's my deep formula. Now, it's easily worth the price you paid to hear my presentation if you apply it. But I've used the formula myself to create money out of thin air. And there's just no reason you can't do the same. But the emphasis is do. You can do the same. I can only share the information with you. After that, it's all in your hands, but you can do it if you apply what I'm sharing with you. Now, having said all that, let's switch gears and focus on sublists. We're going to talk about one important aspect of the deep foundation, and that's diversity. Building multiple lists and sublists, all with a specific purpose and a specific function. It's important that you understand this concept from the beginning. Email marketing isn't just an easing. It's not just about publishing a newsletter. That's a good beginning, but that's really all it is. It's a beginning. Email marketing is about starting, growing, nurturing, and profiting from a wide variety of lists and sublists that all work together towards building your deep foundation and your business online. Now, as you build your list, there are five rules that you should always go by. Rule number one, work towards multiple, tightly targeted lists. Like I've already mentioned, you want more than a newsletter list. You want lots of lists and sublists. So that's the real key here. Work towards multiple, tightly targeted lists. And that simply means to develop an entire family of lists, each one of them focusing on a tightly targeted niche. Let me give you an example. Let's suppose I wanted to promote a handful of reprint rights licenses to a new product that I just developed. I'm preparing to place an ad in a newsletter. Now, which do you think will sell more licenses for me? A daily joke list with 500,000 subscribers. B, an internet marketing list with 25,000 subscribers. Or C, a reprint rights announcement list with 325 subscribers. Now, I use these examples because it's a real scenario that I faced. Now, at first glance, you might think, well, The list of 500,000 subscribers will pull more results just because of the sheer number of subscribers. Extremely large list, wrong target audience. Try again. Okay, well then it must be the internet marketing list with 25,000 subscribers. After all, internet marketing folks are interested in selling products, so a large majority of them will be interested in reprint rights licenses. And 25,000 must outpull the 325 subscribers, right? Wrong again. The smallest list by far, with only 325 subscribers, outsold a 500,000 non-targeted subscriber list and even a 25,000 slightly targeted subscriber list. Now why? Because it is a tightly targeted list. Every single member, few though they are, specifically asked to receive information on new products available with reprint rights. They want new products to sell and want to know when there is something available for them to buy. Now that's a list. It's a small list, but it's a loyal list. And it's a tightly targeted list. Any mailing to that list produces immediate results because it's exactly what they're looking for. The more targeted your lists are to a very specific niche, the greater response rate you'll have when you send out an offer. I've had offers on some of my lists that had a staggering 76% conversion. So look beyond the standard easing and focus on tightly targeted lists, also known as sublists. In just a few minutes, I'll be explaining some different kinds of lists to create and how you can profit from them. But that's rule number one. Rule number two, build only 100% opt-in lists. Translated, that simply means only put folks on your list who requested that you do so. That phrase opt-in means just that, the folks option to be included in your list. Never, 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 trust me, you'll thank me later on this, never put folks onto the list without their permission or send to them any kind of mailing without their permission. That's considered spam, and it'll get you in hot water faster than you can say, oops, I messed up. Spam is also known as unsolicited commercial email. It's a no-no. Don't do it. I promise you there's much, much better ways to use email marketing and build your lists. You don't need spam. So build only 100% opt-in lists of folks who requested to be added to those lists. Your purpose is to make money with your sublists. You'll always make more money with your list by sending your offers to those who are interested enough to have requested joining your list, than you will those who have never expressed any interest at all. So that's rule number two. Rule number three, remember quality is more important than quantity. Let me say that again. Remember quality is more important than quantity. You know, I've sent advertisements to lists of 500,000 subscribers that didn't pull nearly as good as responses, you know, to the ads that I sent out to lists that only had, you know, less than 500 subscribers. Quality is much more important than quantity, you know. Quantity is not nearly as important as quality. A large list isn't nearly as important as a loyal list. You know, I'd rather have 500 eager beavers who can't wait to read my mailing than 5,000 folks who had the majority, you know, a majority of which submitted some kind of Hotmail email address and probably won't ever even see my messages. You know, many folks, especially in the web marketing, the e-business, business online market, many folks sign up to every new list they come into contact with, and they use an email address that they rarely check, and they get dozens, even hundreds of newsletters every month. Do you really think they're going to read them all or even any of them? Not likely. And yet they're included in a list. They're a stat on a numbers list, probably a large list. But is that list useful? Not nearly as useful as a list of folks who really do read the emails they receive. And that's what you want to go after, a list of folks who really do read the emails you send them, a list of folks who you can build relationships with, a list of folks who will come to trust you and rely upon your recommendations, a quality list. Don't get caught up in the numbers. The numbers will take care of themselves in time. Your list will grow if you use the techniques that we're going to talk about, but don't worry about getting a huge list. That'll work itself out in the long run. Work on building a loyal list who actually read your messages. In fact, who actually look forward with anticipation towards reading your messages. You know, even if the list is small, that list is going to make you some money. A loyal list is a profitable list. Let me say that again because it's important. A loyal list is a profitable list. I make more money from my small list than I do my large list in a lot of cases. And that's because they were built to focus on very specific niches where folks anticipate the information when it is sent to them. Quality is more important than quantity. Don't ever forget that. Rule number four, take your time and do it right. You're building a foundation, remember? Do you think foundations are built overnight? No way. They take time. And the bigger the foundation, the more time it's going to take. One of the problems that most list builders face is their own impatience. For some reason, we have this belief that we can just build a huge list overnight or that we should build it overnight. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work that way. List building is an often slow process, at least if you're going to do it right. Remember, you're looking for quality subscribers to build a loyal readership of folks who look forward to hearing from you. Point I want to make here, and please pay careful attention, is to simply take your time. Don't get so impatient. Impatience usually is the forerunner to quitting. Did you catch that? Impatience is usually the forerunner to quitting. Most folks that get impatient get discouraged and they quit. Don't do that. Take your doggone time and do it right. Build a high quality list, and I promise you it will earn you a nice profit. Who told you that you need to get into a hurry anyway? Rule number five, think viral in everything you do. Here's the big key in building lists, and that's to set off a marketing virus that automatically brings in new subscribers, basically on remote control. And that's what I do. In everything you do in email marketing, you want to use it to launch and continue to spread your marketing virus. You want other folks to bring in subscribers for you. You want that cycle to continue to spread all over the web until there are hundreds and thousands of folks bringing in new leads for you. And with just a bit of preparation, you can do just that. You know, we'll discuss it just a bit later in our sessions here today if we have time. But one of the critical things you can do to build lists is to set in motion a marketing virus that automatically does the work for you on the strength of other folks' works. We'll talk about that a little bit. So there are my five rules to remember in building these sublists that we're just about ready to start talking about. In fact, why don't we go ahead and get into some discussion now on these tightly targeted lists, or these sublists as they're often referred to. What I want to do is I want to divide our remaining time up into two sessions. First, we're going to talk about the different kinds of tightly targeted lists that you'll want to begin building. And then I'm going to share with you three ways to use those lists in order to actually bring in profits. So first, let's go ahead and get into the first session here, and let's talk about the different kinds of tightly targeted lists to build.